Welcome to Shomar Shalom Nadav. We're in Pesachim Davov. The Gemara at the end of Mundav tells us that Shalim Midoshim Bilchus Pesach, we ask in Darshan the Lochus of Pesach, Kritim Pesach Shloshim Yom, 30 days before Pesach. The Gemara says specifically Pesach, the Bisho Yosef learns that it only relates to Pesach and not to other Chagim. And here the other Achronim argue in the Bisho Yosef and say that maybe also for Sukkot you have to do 30 days, but the Gemara is speaking about Pesach specifically. What's this idea that 30 days before Pesach you start dealing with Pesach? The Pashup Shat is that you just need a lot of time to deal with the halachas. But Alpi Kabbalah, there's a beginning here, the 30 days before Pesach starts the light of Pesach to shine. The Chidah on the Sefer Kiseh David brings the name of his grandfather, Avraham Azulai. Avraham Azulai was a big mekubal who wrote the Sefer Chesed L'Avraham. And he writes that the same way in Mitzrayim, where Am Yisrael were about to fall into Chamishim Shari Tuma, to the 50th gate of Tuma, Kadosh Baruch Hu came b'chippos and took them out. So every year, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that the Rishoyim of Am Yisrael do not go into the 50th Shaarim of Tuma. And that's why we have 30 days before Pesach, that it's 30 steps to get out of the tuma of the bad in the world, which is called klipus. You have 30 days, 30 steps to get out of it. The Bnei Yisachar takes this idea a step forward and says, why it's dafka 30 days? So he says 30 days, if you do a cheshbon, 30 days, 30 times 24, the number of hours you have in 30 days is 720. The gematria of Amalek represents the tuma of the bad in the world, is 240. 240 times 3 is 720, the same amount of hours that you have in 30 days. And the idea is that you're coming to cancel, to mevatel, Amalek in three levels, Machshava, Dibur, and Maise. The thought of Amalek, the talk of Amalek, and the actions of Amalek, all the bad in the world from all three different segments that we have, are all being canceled, to mevatel, during the 30 days before Pesach. And the Misascha goes on, continues, connects over here, the Gemara and Megillah tells us that the reason why Purim is always 30 days before Pesach, even in a Hebrew year, even in a leap year, that you had another month, the Gemara tells us we still keep Purim, not in the first month of Adar, on the second month of Adar. Why? Mismach Geula LeGeula Adi. If we want to connect the Geula of Purim to the Geula of Pesach, says the Misascha, this is exactly the point, the 30 days, these 30 days of the Ha'ara of Pesach, that we overcome the bad, we overcome the Amalek, has to be connected to Purim. From Purim, we overcome Amalek, and from here starts at 30 steps of getting out of the bad, of the tumah, of the klipa, of all the terrible things in the world, are the 30 steps going from Purim until we get to Pesach. That's the Shloshim Yoyim Koidim Achag. The Oyer of Pesach starts 30 days before Pesach, 30 days to get out of the bad of the world. Now, maybe one can add, the Gemara learns the 30 days before Pesach from Pesach Sheni. Right? The Gemara tells us that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the halachas of Pesach Sheni and Pesach Rishon. So says the Imre Emes, the same way the 30 days before Pesach is the light of Pesach, the 30 days after Pesach until we get to Pesach Sheni is the light of Pesach continues. The light of Pesach shines 30 days before and 30 days after, from Purim until we reach Pesach Sheni.